Good evening, American Fork. Welcome to the 2015 Rocky Mountain Invitational. This is Julie Davila from Nashville, Tennessee, adjudicating percussion. I'm super excited to see your 2015 program. I've heard a little bit about your program, so hope you guys have a great run. I'll do my very best to offer comments that might be helpful to you as you progress through the rest of the season. All right, best of luck.
Marching Band Invitational are proud to present in performance drum majors Kara Cannon, Eric Freitas, Emily Rogers, and Mackenzie Grubb, and the American Fork High School Marching Band.
Nice nuance in the opening pre-show keyboards. Nice clarity, battery percussion. Yeah, fun ensemble. Yeah, pretty good uniformity. Snares and tenors. Woo, nice. Up here, it sounds a little gray. Yeah, nice singles, diminuendoing, nice work. Might be the field placement. Appreciate the subtlety, the nuance here. Yeah, tasty. What? Nice. Appreciate the bass drum low end here growing. Yeah, great work. Yeah, watch the clarity in this textured form. Make sure you guys are listening back. Sounded a little thick, sounded a little bit like you're in a textured form, so like body responsibilities for Shirley Noden. Alignment, keyboards. Make sure you don't also play with a touch that's biting at all. Back up the bass three, play out a little bit. Balance that triplet. Concert bass just a little bit early. Appreciate the development into the buzz roll on the Spock drum. Tasty. Yeah, really like the color of the concert drum up front. Yeah, nice sense of resolution. Good job handling the nice open rhythms. The ensemble moves really well, too. It's a nice level of professionalism from a movement standpoint. Nice training front and back. Nice job with the lateral strokes, diminuendo. Yep. Nice attention to detail with the muffling of the cymbal right in the right spot. Monkey boards. Yeah, you know, I almost feel like the whole section is just too textured, too much. I think the elements weren't really in there. I know that you're spread 20 to 50 there, but it wasn't lining up as successfully as I think it needs to be, so maybe start with less and add in through the phrase. I was struggling with clarity and the battery percussion as a unit, and I was struggling with the timing part of the front ensemble with the unit, and then the third part is the timing between the two. It's tough, I know, but you guys do everything else so well. That was a moment that wasn't as just well done as some of the other moments. I think it's somewhat could be experimented with scoring. Yeah, nice three dialogue tenors. Make sure all tenors are playing with the same velocity in your strokes. Yeah, really solid sense of punctuation. Couldn't really discern some of the dialogue in the backfield just from my perspective so far up tonight. Super balanced vibe sound up here. I wonder if you could play with a little bit less articulate mallet, but have them play out a little bit more. Yeah, great challenging work up front. Yeah, a little muddy. Again, I think it's a texture thing, though. I would be a little bit more linear. We'll reserve the thickest texture maybe to a little bit later in the phrase. Yeah, watch. Coming out of the buzz roll, make sure you open up the rhythms back again. That's tenors. Can't really hear the bass. Yeah, beginning of it got a little muddy. Nice job split one and two. Two could play out just a little bit. Yeah, keyboards. Nice uniformity up front too, and professionalism and movement as well. Yeah, still would explore. I think there's still room for it to things to be just a. Just wouldn't. I just reserve that thicker texture. That's just my personal opinion. Yeah, nice riding with the development of the winds. Yeah, tenors make sure, woo, nice sticking combination. Tenors make sure you match the snares in that. They dominate a little bit in that moment. Woo, nice. Way to go, Keys. Oh, yeah, timpani player. Nice. Great job at the phrasing. Nice moment. Design moment for you guys. Appreciate dynamics here. Really makes this develop. Let it develop. Watch when the hand speed gets faster. Things get a little denser. Gotta maintain good clarity. Cool. Yeah, guys, nicely done. Nicely done. Some really fine playing, training going on. Commitment to a high level of excellence front and back. So appreciate that very much. Is there another level? Absolutely. It's the hardest one to get to, honestly. It's the level that just every detail, every specific is completely, everybody's committed to, every dynamic, every touch sensitive detail that you can, guidelines that you can set. So I think there's still another level of musicality. I think there's still another level of consistency that you guys can reach as an ensemble. And I'd love to just, as I mentioned, just, you know, something you just might want to consider in those couple places is experimenting a little bit with texture and letting those phrases. I think the writing is there, but I would reserve the super dense textures too. I would sort of, what's the word, let those morph in instead of being thick the whole time. I would let it develop. And so the energy is moving towards the end of the phrase. Almost each one of those is like really solid, like momentum headed towards the end of the phrase. And yet it's a lot of sameness from a musicality standpoint because the texture just stays loud. Dynamic's loud and the texture is thick. So anything you could do to... I think they would clear it up a little bit too. Those were the couple moments I thought were gray. So other than that, man, some just really terrific stuff. Congratulations. Well done.